Hello, welcome to the big show. Yes, we're here for the Christmas quiz. It is the last show of the year, the very last show. We did the Mac show at 4 o'clock, and it was a load of fun. We've got the same thing again this time. The big fat bloke with the red top has doesn't fit in it anymore. He's drunk too much and ate too much, so he's not here. It's me this evening. Joining me for fun and frivolity and all the great stuff that goes on. Tarting us off, top left, Camps. How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
What's been happening, mate?
Broke up from work today. This is a nice, week and a half off before I'm back in between Christmas and New Year, but I've got a few days in the lead up now to relax and get things ready.
Excellent, mate. Are you all set? Have you been brushing up on your year in tech?
No.
You've done sod all, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man.
Same as every week, let's not spoil it.
Yeah, no, true. Next to him, it's Jeffrey Garrett, and you know damn well he's been completely absorbed by Star Trek sex toys all week.
Yes, you will not believe what I just stuck in my warp drive.
How many of those did you actually buy, Jeff?
The Star Wars sex toys? None yet, but I've got a shopping list. Yeah. I was hoping they'd have a coupon.
It's going to be a fun Christmas in the Gamut household.
Boy, howdy.
And next to him, Carrie.
Oi.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, Kingsman. Christmas in Arizona. How does that work out? Because there's no snow chances whatsoever.
There's no change of seasons in Arizona. It's just one temperature. It's just hot all the time.
So how do you deal with Christmas, man? It must be heartbreaking.
Well, as a Jew, it doesn't really bother me.
Okay. Good man.
So, no, it is. I miss the seasons. I miss the snow. You know, I'm originally from Detroit, so I really do miss the change of seasons, the fall colors,
mate,
the snow.
Mate, I've been in Detroit, and I've seen lake effect snow.
You've seen what kind of snow?
Lake effect snow. The lake effect on the snow, it's massive. If you get from Grand Rapids through to Detroit City, the effect that comes off the lakes there is massive for the snow.
We used to snowmobile over the frozen lakes. So
The I watched a game between which university is it? The state. Michigan State, the Green Lot, go Green.
And the Spartans?
The Spartans, thank you, that's the one. An ice hockey game between the Spartans and someone else over in Green Bay that had 6 feet of snow the night before. The night before they had 6 feet of snow. And they played the game on the football field, and they just froze the top of the football field for the hockey game. It was unreal. It was a real experience I've ever seen.
It is about 77, 78 degrees Fahrenheit today. So it is not, it doesn't feel like the Christmas season.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different experience, the holiday seasons here in the West. You know, palm trees and things like that. And
so Jewish or not Jewish, you exchange Christmas presents with Michelle at Christmas?
What, Michelle Obama?
I exchange presents with everybody.
You're a good man. There you go. See, so you still answer the question. Next to him, it's our man in Norwich, the Far East. Righty boy.
Hello, mate. Happy Norwich Christmas and a bit of a reach around from the Norfolk family.
Reach around, Jesus. Thanks for running the survey on whether people want you, Santa. I'm sorry it became irrelevant rather quickly.
I know. What's going on? I was hoping for the big man with the big red thing, and I didn't get any.
Ho, ho. Yes. No, he was going to be here, but unfortunately, the suit didn't transpire.
That point doesn't matter to me, though. Hello.
Hello. Is Norwich set for Christmas? Did you have any snow, mate?
We oh, God, it's that bloody thing where people on Facebook go, oh, there's snow. And it's like, it's poor snow. No, it was rubbish.
We had snow, right? And I said to Alison Briney, do you want to come down the office with me on Sunday? And they went, no.
I saw your snow, yeah.
Why did we come down the office on Sunday? I'm like, what happens at industrial estates on Sunday? And they went, nothing. I went, so what's there going to be lots of that's not been touched? And they went, oh, yeah, we're definitely coming. And we got a big snowman out the front. And
you did, yeah, I saw.
It's still there. We still have snow outside the front door. And the mop is still upright. There you go. That's important.
No. We snowed about three, four in the morning. It was gone by 8 o'clock. It was rubbish.
No, we had it all. Well, we still got it. So there we go. And we had it this morning as well. Patrice, have you got snow, mate?
We had some. While I can actually tie together two stories. While I was in Arizona, we got snow here, and when I came back, it was gone. So.
Oh, okay. So no.
Yeah, I have to talk to Kerry about Arizona, where he's from and so on.
Absolutely.
But after the show.
Well, basically, go to the Cardinal Stadium and then look to one side, and that's Carrie's house.
That's right.
Literally. Okay. No, there's like the ground between the Arizona Cardinals Stadium and Carrie's house is not fertile.
Well, yeah, not much is in the Phoenix area. So.
Yeah, no, it's just a straight line. You can walk there. You can see it. It looks a bit like a UFO has come down and descended on the desert, and that's in the distance. And then Carrie's place is there. That's it.
Yeah, I've seen the stadium. So
yeah, well, seen the stadium. You must have seen Carrie's house because it's in the background.
I probably didn't know about it.
Rig up outside today, honestly, with that in the background, just to do something.
Before this podcast is over, Carrie is going to get a remote camera and he's going to show us how close the stadium is.
Is his house in the end zone?
It's not far off. If what's his name Beckham catches one late in the end zone, it could be in Gary's front room. And last but by no means least, Will Green, the legend that man is.
Am I a legend yet?
Yeah, you are. You're here.
I thought you had to be dead to be a legend.
No. Your own lifetime, mate.
Oh, okay, great. That's not good. I'm very happy to be here.
It's the Big Show Christmas quiz. Now, you're good on the Mac, but what about the generalology? You think the generalology is better, you were saying before we started?
Yeah, I think it probably is. I mean, I get the Mac, but I'm immersed in the Mac all the time, and sometimes I get a little bit bored of it. And it's always nice to sort of put yourself out there and see what Windows is doing, or Linux, or whatever, you know, how the Palm Pilot is still selling.
Well, you're a Google man, aren't you?
I am.
You are a Google Cloud man.
Yeah, Google is my forte professionally. But, I was saying in the morning, after my ablutions, my sort of normal pattern is I fire up my laptop, and then I check the BBC Tech News. And I find it, you know, quite interesting.
So do you fancy chances today? Because you're in Team Green is you three.
I think we're going to do okay.
Came second in the Mac show, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so all I'm going to say is I'm quietly confident.
Are you quietly confident in yourself, or are you quietly confident when you look to your left?
Well, to be honest, these two, you know, are they gonna sort of stand up for the team or not?
I knew this last question, didn't I? Straight away, the last question I said, it's a trap. I told you, didn't I?
It's a trap.
I can't remember the...
That was the last question, trap. That was the Scania question. The German house question was before.
But no, I'm quite confident. And it's an absolute pleasure to be on this show again.
Next thing, Muller, a fine year sitting in support in the Mac show and jumping in on the Big Show.
Yep.
Are you confident?
I'm pretty good. I think I got a lot of confidence in my team. We got a leg end and
What's this?
It's my team. I'm in the captain.
He's part of your team. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I'm the captain, and I'm manning the ship.
I'm not entirely sure when that happened, but okay.
And he's Roger the cabin boy.
So, I mean, Muller's team, they need three people to come up with answers, because otherwise they have no chance, right?
We'll put our heads together and we'll certainly come up with an answer.
I can't. Patrice, if you don't appear on the five-screen view, it's because I can't do six. I'm sorry, mate.
That's fine.
And last but by no means least, Alex, my son, who's 14 years old and he's still thinking of sex constantly other than this. But go on. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I am.
You got a curry inside you and a peshwari naan, which your mum hates you having.
Yeah. Sorry. Don't tell her.
How's your general tech knowledge?
Such a twat.
Hot tip. Ellis has spent the entire afternoon, literally, I'm not joking, the entire afternoon in here going, Muller, you're such a twat.
So I want to know,
he's right,
Ellis, what kind of beer are you drinking there tonight?
Copperberg, but don't worry, it's alcohol free.
It's got alcohol free Copperberg. Thanks, mate, for clearing
it's free
me
alcohol
and save. It's alcohol. It's free of alcohol, and it's saving it's me from juice. Social services wrath. So here's how it works. We've got six teams. There are 36 questions. Ergo, there are six questions. There are six questions per round, and there are six rounds. Dead simple.
Right. And nobody chooses nine.
No, hang on, because we've added a bit of extra spice this year. Here we go. There are four Christmas crackers, and the Ooh. Four Christmas crackers are four random questions in the whole pile that will get you multiple points. So it could be 4, 5, or 6 points all in one go if you get the answer right. There's a lot to answer, don't get me wrong. You've got to work hard for it, but you will need to look for those Christmas crackers. Starting us off is Campion. If you keep a note of the questions that have gone, that'll make it far quicker and easier. I might have to edit. And also, who are we going to elect as scorekeeper? Righty, do you want to be scorekeeper, mate?
Yeah, I'll do it, mate.
Righty will be doing the scores on the doors.
Yeah, okay.
So pick a number between 1 and 36, and Monsieur Campion.
24.
In which month of this year did Microsoft officially put Vista to sleep?
Vista.
Points for a standard question, 1 point if we throw it open. In which month? It's a 1 in 12 shot, mate. In which
April.
Month did... No is the wrong answer. Good guess.
I'm going to say September.
No, wrong answer. Anyone else want to go for it?
July.
No.
June?
No, you can't have another go, Ellis, because he had a go for you without consulting with the rest of his team.
No.
Stop Googling, righty. Stop Googling.
Hands up.
Hands up, no Googling.
March.
It was March. Point to righty. Yeah, officially, Microsoft killed Vista in March.
Do you get one for that?
Yeah, you get 1 point.
Yeah, cool.
Excellent, mate.
24's gone.
Good news. Yep. 24's gone. Jeffrey, your turn.
All right. And I am already totally emotionally prepared to come out of the end of this at the end of the show and still have 0 points. So anything that I get.
You've done well. You've done well in the past.
Let's start with six.
Six. Harman Kardon introduced a speaker this year that was driven by what?
Cortana.
Correct. 2 points to Jeffrey.
Good job.
That's well done, mate. I didn't think you'd get that.
No, I even wrote about it.
Really? That's yes. The problem. You lot are all shagged. Because Jeffrey's written about most of these.
Have you just got all these answers from Mac Observer today?
Yeah, right. I click the archive button and that's it. I'm sorted. Carrie, your turn, mate. What would question like between 1 and 36?
1.
Ah. A very good song soared up the iTunes charts this year, but what was it and what did it do for you? A, which is like 5 A's, a very good song soared up the iTunes charts this year, but what was it and what did it do for you? No cheating it. Anyone, no Googling.
I know it.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So the title of the song was A Very Good Song with like 5 A's for the A. And it soared up the iTunes charts. What was it and what did it do for you?
Wow. The thought now you're making me feel old and out of touch because it's not Despacito. I'm...
No problem. It's okay. It's no shame, mate. No shame. Patrice, you want to go for it?
Yeah. It is, as far as I know, silent. And the reason for it is that when you sit in your car and the car connects to your phone, it would start playing, I think, the first title in your library.
It would start with A's.
Yeah. And that title, because it starts with 5 A's, would be the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea was it would give you time to select a song that you liked rather than having to listen to the next one that was available in the alphabetical listings.
Yes, don't have that problem.
Which is really annoying.
Spotify.
10 minutes of silence, allowing the driver to select a song before the car started pelting out the iTunes hits from A to Z. That was the answer. bonus points to Patrice.
Thank you.
Well done. Unlucky, Carrie. Monsieur Wright, what do you like?
Seven.
Seven. Who started the process of legislating to enforce encryption and ban backdoors this year?
Oh, God. It's a ban backdoors.
I don't think it was the UK.
Who started the process of legislating to enforce encryption and ban backdoors this year?
Ban backdoors? Oh, God. I don't want to open them. I don't know who wants to. Oh, God. Go on. I have no idea.
Have a go.
Throw it open.
Have a go.
Crap.
Was it Amber Heard? UK government, and I can't remember her name now.
Amber Heard.
She
was not Amber Heard.
Amber Heard wanted encryption and banning of backdoors. No, I think you're wrong there, mate.
Amber Heard.
Was it France?
Amber Heard is the one that's shagging Johnny Depp, mate, which is just in your fantasies. It's not real life.
Amber Rudd.
She's the girl that's there when you close your eyes. Not Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary.
Yeah, Amber Rudd, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely not there when you close your eyes, mate. And that's still wrong. Patrice?
I said France.
No.
EU.
Okay. It's okay. The European Union. Bonus point to the winner. Oh,
okay.
Larry, Moe and Curly have
I'm
a point.
I'm surprised he didn't get that because there's a lot EU.
I thought he had that. I thought he would have
that. What number question was that one?
That was number seven.
Seven. Yeah.
Window Lickers, pick a question.
32.
Oh, jumping right to the other end of the shop. What emoji caused a furore this year?
Yeah.
Come on, Ellis.
I know.
Go on, then.
Which emoji?
Oh, is it for us, is it? Yeah. It's the sad poo.
No, it's the wrong answer.
I know it.
I know it.
Carrie said I know it first. Go on.
It's the hamburger.
It was, mate.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the hamburger? Oh,
the cheese doesn't go on the bottom. I'm American. Everybody knows this.
Cheese goes on the top. Jesus Christ.
Americans love their cheese.
Stupid.
Yeah. On top.
Bonus point to Carrie. Well done, mate.
I disagree with that one because there was a sort of a fight up between Apple and Google about it, where the cheese went. So Google put it, I think, on the bottom.
And Microsoft.
Well. Yeah. Leave it alone because you were hosting the news show the week that this came out.
He did.
And you actually said about the fact that the cheese went on top of the burger.
Well, I'm still gonna go for sad poo. I don't care.
Well, if your cheese is on the bottom of the burger, you're gonna have
it. Dude, it was your story on the news show when you filled in for Kyle, do you remember?
Having said that, stuff on the burgers is not cheese.
Oh my god. And the lettuce was upside down as well. But still, I'm going to go for sad poo. I don't care what any of you say. I reckon I should.
Just hold on to sad poo.
It's still wrong.
No, don't hold on to sad poo.
No,
what
don't
saying?
Hold on to sad poo. That is not sanitary.
Just think of sad poo because there will be a question later on sad poo. Oh.
Well, could we just skip to that and 2 points?
When we get to it, we'll deal with sad poo.
Oh, it'll be number nine.
There will be a sad poo question. Patrice, what would you like for your question, mate?
Number 15, please.
Number 15. In January, which search engine claimed it would be 28% faster?
Bing?
One of the windows are frozen.
Wrong answer. It's not okay. Bing.
I was guessing anyway. So.
Carrie's screen is frozen, but it's Carrie. It's not a series.
That's the perfect.
Throwing it open. Question 15. In January, which search engine declared it would be 28% faster?
I'm going to go for Yahoo.
Wrong answer.
I'm going to go Google.
The answer is Google Chrome. Correct. Bonus point to Camps.
Yes, Jeeves.
No Googling.
Yeah, I asked Jeeves.
Yeah, you can see.
No asking Jeeves.
Bloody load of cheats on here. That's not fair.
Yes. I want to see hands. If we're going to get to that, we're going to have hands behind backs.
Can we use OptiVista?
No. Can you even use AltaVista anymore? Is it still there?
Yeah. Someone should DuckDuckGo and see if you can use AltaVista.
That's the end of round one. Righty scores on the doors after round one.
Our lovely Campus has one. Myself has one. Jeffrey has two. Kerry has one. Team Green has one. And Patrice has one.
What you mean, Team Green?
Team Green.
No, I think we all know the hierarchy, don't we? Let's be honest.
Who got the point?
Who's arguing? I'm not arguing.
Team Green.
Excellent. That's a good first round. It's all tight wall to play for. Well done. Bob Beach apparently got the katana one. So give Bob Beach a point.
Hey. Window lickers. Okay.
Give the chat room a point for Bob Beach getting that one right.
And have 1 point. There we go.
The only thing I'm pissed off at is Batwinch said she couldn't come tonight because she didn't feel well, and she's not even in the chat room tonight. So
she must be feeling really bad.
Hello, Anders. Good to see you here, mate.
Hey.
Campion.
I got nine.
Nine.
Patrice's question.
No, you can't have that.
Uber was subject to a criminal investigation this year into its software, which tracked what? Uber was subject to a criminal investigation this year into its software, which allegedly tracked what?
German text. Your location when you're not using it.
Wrong answer. I'm sorry. Open to everyone else.
Oh, was it when they tracked like officials?
Correct. Bonus point to Righty. It was for driving regulation officials. They knew where they were, so they could avoid it, which I think is absolutely friggin' brilliant. It doesn't need a criminal prosecution.
That sounds like the smartest thing they've ever done.
Exactly. That's the only thing that they've ever done that's worthwhile. It's a medal of innovation, most definitely. Superb. Well done. Unfortunately, Chris, sorry. Jeffrey, your turn, mate.
Let's go with 18.
Which European country banned smartwatches for kids this year?
I know.
No, Jeffrey's in.
Hold on, let me think about this.
Let me Google this. Come on.
Nope. Hands in the air. Hands in the air.
Especially with Star Wars sex toys.
Can I do Hey Siri? oops, sorry.
Only if you want to find cinemas near you.
Let's go with France.
No! Wrong answer. No. I know that. So Muller said he knew.
I know it
before it.
It's the Germans.
It was the Germans. Point.
My second choice was Germans.
I still don't know why, but yes.
Yes, correct. Germany.
They are making you not wear your watch.
And all the other jingoistic zero bullshit Nazi shit that Muller can come out with in that sentence. Thank you very much. Carrie, your turn, mate. Come on, mate. You can bust this, Nero. Come on, mate. Come on.
Two.
Number two. Yeah, this might not be a good one for you, actually.
What time?
What does Unicode 11 threaten to offer for us this year coming up? What does Unicode threaten to offer us this year coming up?
I know this one.
We know.
Me too.
It's not good.
Is it going to be emoticon websites?
Yeah.
URLs? Emoticon URLs?
Oh, can we give him a half point for that?
That seems a bit harsh.
We'll give him a point for that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, it's got to be Will.
We've got to give it to Will now as a bonus. Go on, Will. What is it?
Sad poo.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we give 1 point to Carrie and 1 point to Will. It is frowning poo emojis and 66 other emojis that are coming along.
Yeah.
I thought it was more than that. So I thought it was about 130, 150.
Well, when I got the question, said 66, so I couldn't ask.
The new iOS update adds loads.
Go on, Carrie.
I overthought the question. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You got emojis
because they're making URLs out of emoticons now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. No, we gave you a point, mate.
All right. Cheers.
But what we were looking for was sad poo.
Did you find it?
Well, we did when Will mentioned it about three rounds ago.
Yeah.
So Will's just an overachiever.
He is. I told you we'd come back. I did say we'd come back to it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And I wouldn't like to say I'm an overachiever, but semi-genius. You know,
it fits. Go
very with humble.
If you close your eyes, it fits.
Yeah.
Righty boy, your question, dude.
Five, dude.
Five. No Christmas crackers gone yet. This could get exciting if they're left till the end. Oh. The British Home Secretary said this year that real people do not need encrypted messages. Who was this lunatic?
Amber Rudd.
Well done, mate.
Sorry.
I mean, thanks for Campion for that one, for outing the real answer.
Yeah.
You're welcome, man.
What was that number?
Two points to Righty Boy. That was number five, mate. Question five. Yeah. Well done, mate. Here we go. Patrice.
I'm going to go for 35.
Oh, jumping way ahead. 35. Amazon announced a new line of Echo devices this year, but what was the small round one that looked like a golf ball called? It's the one that everyone forgot.
Looked like a golf ball.
It's a small round golf ball shaped one.
It's not the dot.
I know it.
It's not the dot. You read
right. No idea then.
I know it. I think.
No idea.
Righty's Googled it. Go on.
No, I've not Googled it.
You have.
No idea. Go ahead.
Spot? We're throwing it open. It's the spot. Point to Righty.
Yeah.
He can even see Ultra Vista from his eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's giving Muller the finger, not the first person tonight.
Five fingers and
teeth. Ellis has spent most of his... Ellis looks like he's got arthritis to Muller at the moment. Well, that look. The Green Lickers, your turn.
Oh, okay. Get, all right. 26.
Which cyber attack left over 200,000 people affected in May of this year? Which cyber attack left over 200,000 people affected in May of this year?
It's that credit checking agency Experian or something like that.
Wrong answer.
No,
I know it. I know it.
Oh, go on.
I know it as
Camps,
well.
Camps.
Petya.
Wrong answer.
No. Yeah, easy facts.
Wrong answer.
Well, WannaCry.
Correct. Right, you boy.
WannaCry.
That was May of... there was another week. Someone tweeted out tonight, another week, another hack.
Yeah,
and they're right, which is why I deliberately put the month on that one.
Because yeah.
If I didn't put the month, it could be fucking anything. Well done. Is that the end of the round?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Righty boy, tell us the scores on the doors.
Camps has one. Jeff has two. Carrie has two. Team Green had three. Patrice has one. The chat room has one. And I have...
Right, he's got six and he's keeping score. Cheating whatsoever.
You can look at that, you can see it.
He's actually done pretty well.
Wait a second, Adam was keeping score as well and he won.
Oh, there's a pattern involved with it.
Hey.
That's not Adam Wayne.
No, he was single.
Camps. Your go.
I'll go... what have we got left? I'm going to go 29.
29 is a Christmas cracker.
Whoa!
Oh, cool.
Oh, Camps, now, big chance for you here, mate. Think carefully before you answer. No prompting from the audiences. Keep it quiet. Here's your Christmas cracker. Hands where I can see them, dude. What is the O version of Android called, and can you name the last five versions?
Oreo.
Oh. Oreo is correct. 1 point.
Right. I can't do the alphabet. Oreo.
Carrot.
M-N-O.
N is the next one. Right. Four.
N is the next one. So N is nugget or nougat.
Nougat, correct. Nugget. M is the one after that.
Marshmallow.
Correct. Next one is L.
Lollipop.
Correct. Next one is K.
Kit Kat. Easy one.
5 points to Campion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fair Dude. Play. Fair play. Well Straight done. Hit. Fair play, says Ellis. That must be crazy indeed. Normally he just goes wanker.
Cheers, Ellis.
He did that just go fair play, wanker.
Just said it off mic. Jeffrey, your choose, mate.
All right, let's go with 13.
13, good question here. In January, Kingston unveiled the world's largest ever flash drive. How big was it?
Oh, the biggest flash drive?
Specific to say, in January, Kingston released the biggest flash drive. What? How big was it?
4 terabytes.
Wrong answer. Throwing it open.
I know this.
Go on, Carrie.
2 terabytes.
It was 2 terabytes. Points, Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Oh.
Well done, mate. I remember that.
Nicely done,
Carrie. I thought it was way more.
No, I remember that story when it first came out, and it was like, wow, 2 terabytes on a flash drive is immense.
It's a big flash drive.
Sure, Carrie, you brought that up.
I thought it was 16.
I actually, now you say that, Camps, I think he did bring it as a story. You're right.
He did.
Yeah. Good one. You
couldn't I just know it?
Yeah, because you brought it as a story. You just know it. I mean, there's no problem with that. I don't see why we're measuring.
I don't know why you're going to take away the thunder.
You brought it as a story, so win. You clearly knew it, the same as Jeff wrote about it in that other story. So there you go.
All right. A win's a win.
A win is a win.
Pick a number, Carrie.
3.
There is, by the way, there is one Christmas cracker that is really not okay if you're American.
Okay. Is this like Cards Against Humanity?
Number 3?
That's probably Christmas the one cracker. That I'll get.
Cards yeah. Against Humanity. This is a Christmas cracker, though, Carrie, so there's a big chance here. You've got 6 points available. Here we go. He's rubbing his hands. YouTube TV was announced its streaming service in 5 US cities this year. Can you tell me the cities where it was launched, and can you tell me how much the service was? So 5 points for the cities and an extra point for how much the service was. No Googling anyone else.
I don't know, but I will guess.
Oh, come on, mate. The biggest 5 cities in America has got to
be. Yeah, it's got to be San Francisco.
One point.
It's got to be Seattle.
Wrong.
Oh.
You get 5. Ooh. You get 5 picks, so that's 2.
You get nothing enough in this game for a pair.
It's Boston.
That's another wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be.
Why did you say it then?
Because you said big, populated cities versus tech-oriented cities. Portland?
No. Jesus, no. That's 4. You got one more pick for cities.
Wow. San Diego?
No, you're going to kick
me.
And how much was it?
Can we jump in?
No, not yet. Hang on. How much was it?
Yeah, I would also like
to. $1 million.
$20.
No, wrong answer. So moving it open to everyone else. Cap, come on, you kind of badgered first.
I'm going to try. Yeah. What can I name? Can I try some cities?
Yeah, you can have one attempt at a city and one attempt at the amount.
Chicago.
Correct.
And amount, I'm going to say $40.
Wrong answer. So
can I pick?
Patrice, go on.
I'm going to say L.A.
L.A. is 1 point.
And I'm going to say $9.99.
No, wrong answer. $9.99. Anyone else for a city?
$9.99.
Sure, I'll throw my hand into the ring on this one.
Go on then.
Let's say, have we picked New York City yet?
New York, I lost correct. Track. 1 point.
$35.
Correct. Well Googled.
Wow.
Good job.
And there's one city missing.
Austin, Texas?
No, Philadelphia.
Washington.
Philly. I was surprised at what I thought Washington would be in there, I have to say.
Yeah.
But it was not. It was Philadelphia was the other city.
Yeah. LA was kind of obvious. I mean, it is a big YouTube city. So
the interesting thing was that you only got it in San Francisco. It was only the Bay Area. It wasn't anywhere that we go inland. Los Angeles, New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, and it was £35.
You should have known that.
That's one of the biggest cities in the world.
Well done. It's Patrice.
I'm going to go with 25.
25.
Another
No, 25's not been done.
Oh, no, that's 2 and 5. Okay, never mind. Ignore that.
It's a Christmas cracker.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
There are 4 points available here for you, Patrice.
I can mess up 4 times.
Trust me, this is the toughest one you could possibly get.
Oh, no.
Sweet.
The UK driving test is changing in 2018.
Oh, what? No.
Can you name the 4 major changes to the driving test?
Oh, I can name at least.
Well, keep it for now.
Okay.
We'll give you a shot.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't end up getting this one.
I have no clue whatsoever. I'm going to say it is an electronic test now. So multiple choice, electronic. Yeah. No?
We already do that, but okay. We do a theory test.
I have no clue. Open it up to the others. Okay. I have no, absolutely no clue.
So Muller gets the first dibs on it.
Following a sat nav.
Half a point.
Yeah. Motorway driving.
Wrong answer.
Okay. It's an only new one.
You can't drive anyway.
Okay, that's fine. Anyone else want to guess?
So wait a second. One of the things on the driving test will be, can you use an in-car GPS?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What the hell? Okay.
That sounds pretty sensible to me, actually. That's one of the more important.
It does. It just kind of surprised me.
But it's actually to know when to ignore it.
You have to prove you can ignore it.
Can I say, I thought this was a trick question to do with drones. When it came to...
No, the clue in that one was when I said driving test.
Yeah, but you can drive a drone, can't you?
You would fly it.
You fly a drone. Yeah. Okay, I'll shut up then, shall I?
Yeah, okay, cool.
You're not,
Go on then, Camps.
I don't know the full details.
Have you Googled this?
My hands are here.
They are. Yeah, go on.
I heard him say, just Jeff.
No, I don't know what the full details are. I know there's something to do with reversing. I know there's something to do with safety, but I don't know what they are.
There's something to do with racing.
Something to do with safety.
Reversing.
Okay, so they've changed the reversing manoeuvres.
Yeah. And there's something to do with increased safety questions or something.
Oh, I'll give you that. There's two questions. They have to answer 2 safety questions whilst driving, which I think is a bit silly.
Whilst driving, all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so half a point for each of those two.
Half a point, yeah.
Yeah. And the last one that you've not got is that the independent driving section will be increased from 10 minutes to 20 minutes, where you drive with no directions being given by the tester. So there you go.
Wow.
That sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah, it does.
I've got to say, actually, our driving test is pretty good.
I tell the tester, buckle up. We're going for a ride.
We're going to the bad side of town.
Trigger ding ding. Yeah, where there's tracer bullet fire. Excellent. Bad luck, Patrice. That was the wrong
one. Yeah. That's how it goes on the Christmas Big Show. I did the same thing last year, I think.
God hates you. Window Liquors. The Green Liquors. What do you want, mate? Pick a number. 22. Which firm unveiled Bigsby this year? Which firm unveiled Bigsby?
Samsung. I know this.
Samsung, says Muller. Well done. Correct. 2 points.
I was just conferring with the tech guru here, but he didn't know.
That's all right.
Hold on. If you listen back, you will hear silence from me as my little brain.
I actually would have known that one, Ewan, because you'll see I don't have my...
A Razer V3 anymore.
No.
You have look at that. Is that a Galaxy 8?
All right.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
And what did you do with the real carry?
Exactly my point. Thank you, Jeffrey.
And it's got no bezels.
It's like you've gone from Amish 1.0 to Android Oreo in one step.
That's the way I roll.
That's like Christopher Columbus to friggin' space travel.
One small step for man.
Dude, that is, I'm surprised you're actually looking really chill because actually you've given up because you don't even understand it, do you?
That's it. I've just totally.
What a marvelous age we live in. I can actually talk to another person on the other side of the planet using my telephone.
Incredible. Oh, does it work as a telephone too?
Really? Yeah.
I've never seen anyone use it like that before. They just look down at it and push on the, yeah. That's how they do.
Malware akimbo. Well done. Fantastic. whose go is it?
Start again. That's the end of the round.
Was that the end of the whole round?
Yeah, it was.
Righty. It's going to be exciting, I reckon. Scores. You might be in the lead, but scores and the doors. Righty.
Well, Ewan, we'll start at the bottom. The chaff room's last in joint last with Patrice with 1 point.
That's not right. I got 1 point right.
Yeah, you got one point, yes.
I got LA right, so I should have one and a half or something, right?
No. How dare you?
No, I got the answer for the cities right.
Yeah, give him a half point.
I think I got a half point. So one and a half.
He added a great character. You ruined it.
Give him a half point.
Jesus Christ! Right, Chatroom's got 1.5 Patrice. Green's got 5.5. Carrie's got 3. Jeff's got 3. I've got 6, and Cap's in the lead. 6.5.
Wow.
How's that work?
Because he got a Christmas cracker. You got, because there's two more Christmas crackers.
I got 5 points and 2 ones. Anyway, never mind.
Oh, look, Mighty's going to take his socks off now to count. So
shut your face.
Shut your face.
You want to do this flipping job?
The decision of the scores is final. I'd just like to point out.
Thank you very much.
Regardless of what you think, Camps, your turn.
And
21. Which media company pulled all of its content from Netflix this year?
I know that one.
I've no idea.
I know that one went to Patrice.
It's Disney.
It's Disney, most definitely. Yeah, the bastards. And they're talking about that they're going to split off all of their media stuff into Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel. They're going to be three complete sets.
Three services.
Yes.
That is crazy.
And they're not even going to kiss us before they bend us over.
Haven't they just bought Warner Brothers as well?
They bought Fox.
They bought Fox.
That was yesterday. And a bunch of other
Fox
shows.
Entertainment.
That's not good.
Well, now we can have X-Men and Avengers team up.
Marvel.
Question is, do we want to?
Well, if they do a good story, sure, why not?
I can't imagine the old American anti-competitive board allowing that. I just can't imagine it.
They don't have an anti-competitive board. There is no Department anti-competition.
I thought they did.
It's America.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like the European and British versions. No, mate.
Yeah.
And then they've got
money talks.
They'll just say, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Money talks.
Yeah, yep. So that the FCC can have a say in it. And there's a couple other agencies, but no, if there's no anti-competitive board or council or whatever.
We got Monopolies and Mergers Commission in the UK, which would stop that kind of stuff, but yeah. Not over there. No chance. Jeffrey, your turn, sir.
All right, let's go with 28.
Interesting. Which company's advert placement in the World Series caused complaints that the coverage was not live?
You know, if I watch sports, I might be able to better answer this question.
This is a big issue, mate. This went everywhere. Which company's advert placement in the World Series caused complaints that the coverage was not live?
Microsoft.
No. Throwing it out.
Oh, no clue.
You do know this, Camps, because you
do know this. We talked about it.
We talked about it on the big show.
Is it Siri? Because it actually got a question.
No, it's not.
Come on, Camps. That sounds that old brain of yours.
Come on.
Was it Netflix?
Oh, come on.
YouTube.
Correct answer. Well done. And if you Google YouTube World Series fixed, you'll find that the play symbol was correctly placed on the banner behind the picture, so it looked like it was smack in the middle of the screen.
And for an extra point, what city was it launched in?
Go on, Mullen.
Brucey.
There you go. Superb. Good question. Well done, Camps. That's a real good steal. Whose question was that?
That was mine. Yes.
That was Jeff's. So it's Carrie. Carrie, your chance, mate.
Have we done 27?
No, we haven't.
No. Oh.
What was famously found on a data stick in a London street this year?
Oh. Oh.
You do know this.
Muller's porn collection.
I've got all the flash drive questions.
That's a great answer, but it wouldn't fit on a single data stick.
maybe that...
Not even on a 2 terabyte one?
Not even on a 2 terabyte one, no. Come on, Carrie. What was famously found on a London street in a data stick this year?
I know this one.
Carrie, come on. Come on.
You're I feel like a sad poo.
I tell you what, Carrie, we'll put your cheese on the bottom.
Will's just nearly spat his wine out.
Something they shouldn't have.
Oh, very good. Yeah. No, that's the wrong answer. Go on, Caps.
It's Heathrow security data. It was from security data from Heathrow Airport.
It was the Heathrow Airport security plans, including visits from the Queen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
Will, why didn't you get that one?
Yeah, I was looking at him.
But it wasn't thrown open to me, was it?
Yeah, it was thrown
open. It was open.
You covered that in the news show.
I know. I knew the answer to that, but I didn't.
Why did you say it then?
I didn't realise. I'm
pay attention.
When someone asks a question, you go, "I know this," and that gets you in there.
That's what I know it. I know it.
Will, we could have had a point there.
Oh, sorry.
Will.
This is all your fault, Will. I hope you're happy.
All your fault. I'm feeling bad now.
It's all
right. Right, you boy.
Number 4, mate.
There's nothing on
number 4. What is a Red Raven and where was it exclusively sold this year?
Yeah. A Red Raven.
You can see me looking at his screen.
Stop Googling. Right, you show us your hands.
Was it laden or unladen?
What is Red Raven and where was it exclusively sold this year?
I have an idea. But...
You don't know, do you?
No, I don't know.
He doesn't know. Throw it open.
Yeah,
no idea. No Googling.
I'm gonna make a guess. I would say it is a pair of glasses, and it was sold by what is the company? It's this competitor to Instagram, and they sold it in a vending machine.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, but you're wrong.
No, okay.
No, oh, you're thinking not of the that Snapchat it. Glasses.
Snapchat, yeah. No. Okay, well, that did.
Oh,
okay.
Those are the things that you can do in the settings and compare them to your...
You're giving up?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
Red Raven is a £4,500 camera, and it was exclusively sold in the Apple Store this year.
What?
Although,
really?
Although not, really? Not many.
Didn't even know about that.
Nice. Well, okay, so it was sold exclusively in the Apple Store as a special package because it came with different lenses and stuff and the software. So it's the Red Raven package.
Oh,
and as soon as you said Apple Store, the whole thing clicked and I remembered it. And yeah, I even wrote about it.
I thought I was being chastised there, but now I realize I wasn't. Okay, thank you.
No, not at all.
I should. That was Jeff venting his, I should have got that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Patrice, your number, mate.
I'm gonna go with
9.
16.
9.
9's gone.
9.
9 is gone.
What did YouTube drop in February?
The mic.
streaming, yes.
Is it the YouTube Red streaming service, yeah?
No.
Okay.
Then I have no clue. Ellis, go on.
They dropped a new post system where you can post about new videos and stuff like that.
No, wrong answer.
Oh,
come
on, oh I think I know.
Go on, Jeff.
They dropped PewDiePie.
Yeah.
No.
PewDiePie? Well, they should have.
They should have, but no.
He's the biggest channel on YouTube.
Not anymore. Someone's,
yours is bigger.
Do you know the people that have taken over from DeweyPie? They earned $16 million this year.
Dan 2DM, he's the man, isn't he?
No, he's only like 32, isn't he?
He only earns about 10 million.
Yeah. Unreal.
PewDiePie is at 55.
What's the people that Briny watches, Ellis?
The Dobro brothers only.
I can't. The Dobro brothers. They stand there. They get their torsos out, and they dive in a pool at lunchtime, and they come out and they talk shit all the time.
Exactly.
The
why Briny likes them,
and she loves them. Yeah.
So what's the YouTube thing?
1 million. Though.
So do you want the answer or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They dropped the 30-second unswitchable ads you couldn't get rid of.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's like, oh, that's great. Yeah. They've just got the 5-second stuff now. No, they went to 20 seconds unswitchable ads. but there you go. It was a 30-second ad. So I get a point.
Do you want a point now?
No, I don't want a point. It's okay. Yeah. I wrote the question.
You mean you can't skip the ad?
Yeah, you can't skip the ad. Okay. Unskippable ads. For 30 seconds were dropped for unskippable ads that were 20 seconds long instead.
The thing is, YouTube is not revenue off of ads, so...
So all they really dropped was 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But no one said any of those, so it's all right. That's fine. Whose question was that?
Well, it's
mine.
Right, so that's... So the green lickers, go for it.
It doesn't know what's left, Ellie.
8, 10, 11, 12, 14, 17, 19, 20, 23, 30. 31, 33,
34, 36. But 16's already been picked?
30.
Yes, I picked that one.
16.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now my list is up to date.
30.
Ellis says 30. Google had a record fine this year from the European Union for how much, and I'll give you to within $500,000.
You did it in the new show.
He did actually. No, he did.
Come on, Greeny.
$500,000. Yes, yeah. It's our go, so you must know it.
Oh, okay. Repeat the question. And
oh my.
Google had a record fine this year from the European Union for how much?
I think it was 500 million.
No, it wasn't.
Can I take a crack?
Go on, Jeffrey.
$2.5 billion?
Billion.
It was $2.7 billion, but you get the answer correct. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. I remembered it was a biggie.
Yeah, you
bonus
said,
point.
How can he get the answer correct when it wasn't the correct million? Answer?
Exactly. I said, within 500,000.
So that's 250,000 either way.
Yeah, but this is billion, you
but
said.
But you were 2 billion out. It was 2 billion out.
Come on.
It was
$2.7 billion. Yeah, he's lost by millions then, didn't he?
Muller, just before you carry on talking shit, think logically for a second, eh? I'll give it to within 500,000. He said 2.5, so 2.7 billion is within 500,000.
According to my calculator, yeah, that's a 2 million difference.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's 200,000.
Billion or million? Because last I checked, a billion.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay,
it's a 200 million difference.
I've utterly screwed up there. Thank you for pointing that out. It was within 500 million, not 500,000.
Yeah, but you would have given it away.
Take the point off, Jeffrey. No one's getting that.
Give a point to the audience.
No one's getting the point. Give a point to the chat room.
There we go.
I do apologise.
Jesus.
So sorry.
I should have an apology after that, shouldn't I?
Patrice is getting upset at the fact that I've got the Mac logo. It's the last show of the year. I don't give a shit. No points at all there.
So same as
at
the other
end of that round, that is the whole thing, is it not?
Yeah.
That's the end of the round. Yeah.
At the end of the round, righty boy, tell us the scores and the doors.
Down to the bottom is our chat room with their little pointers there. It's 2 points to the chat. 2.5 to our friend Patrice. 5.5 to Team Green. Carrie's got 3. Jeff's got 3. Righty's got 6. That'll be me. And Camps is romping it with 8.5.
It's close still. Nice.
Belter is the man.
Close. Be, it could go either it. Way. Camps, pick a number. Two more rounds left.
Number 17.
17. In June, which Uber employee resigned?
Travis Clavius. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Travis,
you've covered this on the news show.
Travis Kalanick.
Yeah, Travis Kalanick, that'll do. Well done. He was. What position did he hold?
Is that within 200?
CEO.
Yeah, CEO. Yeah. There you go, that'll do. 2 points to Camps. Well done. Travis Kalanick went over the hacking issue.
Mm-hmm.
So well done, mate. Superb. Jeffrey, your number?
Let's go with 11.
Withings were bought by Nokia this year and rebranded, but what was their last smart device that they launched before that happened?
Well, hold on, what number before?
Withings launched last before being acquired by Nokia?
Yeah, question number 11. Withings were bought by Nokia this year and rebranded, but what was their last smart device launched this year before that happened?
I'll have a go first.
No, I said first.
I'm going to say, Miller, put his hand up first.
Did they do an updated version of their camera this year?
No.
Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, go on.
Show it.
Miller.
Well, Ennis is going to show it because I've got the new one on and he's got the old one.
Wrong answer.
Oh, the watch. The new watch.
No, it's wrong answer. Can't.
Ah, huh. Good.
I was going to say the condensation one.
is it the new scale? The new what was it called? The new scale?
Is it the heart rate monitor?
It was the scales, wasn't it?
Trying to remember the name.
Baby monitor.
Oh, okay.
No points.
What was the question before this one? Was it? We got 30, and then I must have missed one because I've got 11.
17, 11, Alice.
17, 11. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well done, Ellis.
Thank you.
Attention to details, impressive, dude. Thanks, man.
God damn
it. Carrie, your turn, mate. Pick a number.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Pick a number, any number.
Wow. It is. How about, did we do 12?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Which celebrity owns Tidal Music?
That was on the Mac show.
It's fallen exactly wrongly for the Amish 1.0 man.
I think all of us know the answer. Can we help?
The man that thinks that Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive.
Wait, what?
Come on, Gary.
Wait a minute. These concert tickets are no good? Oh, it's Larry G. Lewis.
Oh, no. Come on.
No.
Tidal Music. Yeah.
Which celebrity owns Tidal Music?
Tidal, T-I-D-A-L or T-I-T-L-E?
He's a rapper.
T-I-D-A-L.
He's a rapper.
Shut up, Bella.
A sweet rapper.
I don't know. Dr. Dre.
Oh, that was a really good guess. But
no.
That's a great guess.
I know.
I didn't guess.
Go on, we'll give it Patrice.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, correct.
Yeah. We all knew that, though.
Yeah, but he said I know first.
Dr. Dre's with Apple Music. But you know, you totally got a guy from one of the streaming music services.
Well done for picking a black man.
In fact, it was probably his question. The Mac quiz.
You got a point for that.
Patrice got a point.
Yeah, because he got it in the plumbing first quiz.
He doesn't get a point for picking a black bloke. No. That's... I'm sorry. I'm going to be more specific.
I didn't say Russell Simmons. I should get something for that.
The man who's running Amish 1.0 picked a black dude. That's a good start. America, there's hope.
We'll take what we can get.
Ricey boy.
What are we left with? I got the numbers here. We had two, we had three, seven.
About seven. Seven's gone.
Seven's gone.
What have we got left?
Eight,
14.
Yeah. Which tech giant announced in February that it had its own app like Skype? And what was it called for 2 points? Which tech giant announced in February that had its own app like Skype? And what was it called for 2 points?
Oh, I know this.
I know this. Hell.
God, I think I know things, don't I?
I know it.
That's ridiculous.
You're going to kick yourself when I tell you the answer.
Yeah, I know. I am, innit?
I don't know.
Definitely is.
They're still using tin cans and string and knowledge.
You shut your face, you day.
Tech giant.
Easy. All right, then.
I've got an idea, but I don't know Google. If it's right.
No.
Throwing it open to Camps. Go on.
Carrie, I think you called it before me, Matt.
Oh, okay. So it's Carrie's.
Well, you just alluded to Amazon Chime earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, well done, Carrie. Yeah. Listening.
Good job. I never heard of it until we started this broadcast.
That was my story.
In all fairness.
Point to Carrie. Well done, mate.
I didn't write about it.
Well done for paying attention.
I'm sorry, for what?
Yes. Shit, you nearly had me. Excellent, mate. Whose question is this?
It's Patrice, isn't it?
Patrice.
I'm next, yeah.
23. What video service did the NHS start offering this year? What is it the National Health Service offered this year in the UK?
Netflix.
Video service. I don't know that you can watch videos while you're somewhere in the waiting room.
We used to have Virgin.
No, wrong answer.
Okay, no clue. I always get the British questions.
It was GP appointments online. Doctor.
Okay. I could have known that.
Bonus point to Camps. Looks like he's stretching the lead here. I think we could be in a bit of trouble here. We've definitely got the questions wrong because. Oh, no, we haven't. No, we're okay. We've got another round to go. Will's window lickers, go for it.
Here's the number.
What's left?
8, 10, 19, 20, 31, 33,
34,
36.
I'm
going to
go for 8.
8. What product did Amazon unveil officially in May? Window lickers, let's go. What product is Amazon officially
in May? Yeah.
No,
I
wonder that.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Kind of easy.
is there any rules on clues?
Well, don't Google it.
No. Don't Google it.
I'm happy to say the green team has not touched their computer keyboard.
Well done.
Unlike
mate.
Some cheating people from different areas of the UK.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Towards the east.
Not mentioning any names.
Having said that, the internet hasn't got enough bandwidth. He's only got a couple of...
Right, you can't Google anything that fast, mate.
He has to send a donkey off down to the next village with a message.
When Wrighty sends a packet, it's actually a brown paper wrap thing in string. It's not...
I'd say you dirty...
We're thinking it's the 4K Fire TV.
Wrong answer.
I got it.
Go for it.
No. It's the Echo Show.
Well done, well Googled.
Is that it?
No, I knew that one. Yeah. It's a bonus piece of...
I'm joking, Patrice. Just calm down, mate. It's only a fun. Know? It's a bit of fun. It doesn't affect your employment prospects in Germany when you're on a day off.
Host it.
When you're on a bridging year.
Yeah, I'm a bridging year, right?
I'll send you to that place teamed up with Norwich.
Right, there's one round left. It could be tight enough that it could matter because there is still a Christmas cracker available, maybe.
What number was that last one?
I reckon it's number 19.
There was a Christmas cracker available.
We should have changed it later.
That was 8, right?
That was 8.
Yeah.
Righty boy, scores on the doors, please.
Well, trailing behind Mr. Rankin, it's the chat room with 2. Patrice has got 4.5. He's coming up the rear, as we all like him to do. Team Green, 4.5. Carrie has 4. Jeff has 3. Come on, Jeff, come up my rear whenever you like. Me, right there, 6.
I'll give you a call.
Still. And
at
up
least
in front,
the man a drink
always,
first.
Up in front is a great place to have him because you can see what he's up to. It's Camps with 11.5.
11.5. So what the variance between Camps and the next position is what?
Alta Vista.
It's me to Camps.
It's how much?
So 5.5.
You got 5 difference.
No, no. So I've got six. He's got 11.5. There's 5.5 between me and Gav.
How much are we at?
So there is 6 points available. There is 6 points available with one Christmas cracker left.
Okay.
Oh. So here we go. Camps, pick the Christmas cracker. You're home free, dude.
33.
That's not the Christmas cracker. And it's also... Oh, here we go. It's not gone. Which media firm revealed a massive data breach in September?
Media.
Which media firm revealed a massive data breach in September?
Can't think of it.
Throwing it open.
Was it Netflix?
It was not Netflix.
Oh, sure.
Was it?
Stop Googling, Jeff. I can see you.
Oh, no. I'm not even going to try and answer, but I just have to know right now. So okay.
I'm totally Googling. It was the second Yahoo one, was it?
It wasn't Yahoo. It's a fairly obvious answer, actually, I think.
Media firm.
Is it Amazon?
No.
No, Amazon hasn't had one.
Time Warner Cable.
Oh, okay.
It's the one you should have picked.
Actually, it could have been Amazon, but they haven't told us yet.
Time Warner Cable.
Time Warner Cable. In September. Camps, you've missed out there, mate, because there is still a Christmas cracker available worth 6 points. Jeffrey.
Let's go with 34.
34. What did iOS 11 finally kill off this year?
iPhone.
What did it kill off this year?
Yeah.
You mean like a feature or a model?
What did iOS 11 finally kill off this year?
I'm guessing.
Functionality.
You know I've got the right question here when you get the answer.
I know this one. Oh, no, because you've opened... It's not...
Will's going to get first dibs. Will's getting first dibs.
What did iOS 11 finally kill off this year? 32-bit support?
Correct.
Yes, you're right.
Well, that's rubbish. Isn't
forgot about that.
Well, that's unlucky. No, it's not rubbish. It's unlucky, Will. You knew the answer, but Jeffrey knew it.
Yeah, but you read my mind. You knew I knew that.
You teleported. Actually, there's a good point here because we were sitting here waiting for you to turn up because you were stuck in a train. Why the hell didn't you teleport over? Because you were meant to teleport 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. The trouble is, if you remember my boots.
I think we should retroactively remove the 5 points.
It was my boots. I chucked my boots away. And
the boots were the key.
The boots were the key. So it's a bit like Doctor Who with his TARDIS. It was me with my boots.
And now you've lost the boots?
Now I've lost the boots. That ability has lost me. But I might be able to regain some with some different boots, some muddy boots.
Okay, yeah, no, let's...
Kinky boots.
Do Americans have woody boots, or are they gum boots? Gum boots, I suppose, in America, are they?
Boots?
No. Like rubber boots?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
No. So a boot for us in the UK is anything that fits over your... So a boot would be like a Timberland boot that's like a...
That fits over the shoes that you already
have. No, that's galoshes here. Galoshes would be...
I thought a boot was the trunk of a car.
And a boot is also the trunk of a car in the UK as well as...
You guys are so... Just make up your mind.
as well as being a shoe that fits onto you that laces up at the front, that's usually got midsole protection that you would use for work wear. Boot?
Steel-toed shoes.
Well, I was thinking welly boot.
Oh, God, we are so tech. We really are.
We're rocking it, aren't we? We're really rocking it.
Let's just do 35 minutes on speaking the same frigging language. Jeez.
Yeah, with the German.
We used to do that, didn't we?
Whose question was that?
That was Jeffrey. It was
Jeffrey. So
No, we got 5 points for that.
No, it was Jeff.
It was Jeff, and you got it right. You got 2 points.
You made your mind.
Well, coming back, you got a chance. Anyway, so, Carrie.
Chill out, Muller.
Okay, on my list, I have 5 questions left, but there's only 4 people left, so I've got to have a number here that's not... What do we have available?
10, 19, 20, 31, and 36.
36. That's 5, right? But there's only 4 people left.
So someone screwed up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
How do we have an extra? How do we have one more question?
Trust me, I don't know if we've got all.
I don't know. is the answer.
We didn't start at zero, did we?
Yeah, we did. No. We missed someone out somehow, and we
yeah, I think it was. I think it was. Was it Kemp?
Just pick a number, Carrie, for Christ's sake.
10.
10 is a Christmas cracker.
Oh, sweet.
There is 6 points available here.
Oh, I hope it's something British.
Go on, Carrie. Go on, Carrie.
What home automation feature did Domino's Pizzas offer this year? And which service did they use?
Well, I know the service.
What home automation feature did Domino's Pizzas offer this year, and which service did they use? There's three things to answer, 2 points for each.
I know home automation from Domino's.
Yeah.
That is tough.
It's actually fairly obvious if you think about it.
Remember the rest?
No, not really.
It
was on the TV.
I don't have a clue.
I have an idea.
It's something that would be really bad for me to do.
Go on.
Because I would get really sick and go to the hospital.
Moving on from your allergy shit. Go on.
Oh, what's your answer?
My answer is Domino's did the reorder my last pizza thing, and they used Amazon Alexa for it.
No, yes. Wrong answer.
That's not home automation.
Was it a doorbell?
No, it
was
wasn't.
It a little cart, and they put the pizza inside the cart, and then the cart.
Oh, the robot.
Oh, we did the cart thing, but that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Oh, that's an extra point for remembering that.
I'll give you a point for thinking about it, yeah, because it was this year.
Yeah, right. I'll
give him a point then. Go on.
Anyone want to come out with the answer?
Was it a drone?
No. So they offered pizza notifications for when it went in the oven, when it went on the delivery driver, when it arrived at your door, and they used IFTT and Philips Hue lights.
Oh, what the hell? That's ridiculous.
So you can have your light that is weird. Color as your that's pizza gets closer to your house.
No, exactly. When your pizza went in the oven, it would change your Philips Hue lights to red and blue.
And for Carrie, was the cheese on top or the bottom?
It was on the top. they just left the cheese off completely.
Okay.
What number was that one?
That was number 10. That was a Christmas. Yeah. That was the Christmas cracker. So it looks like Wrighty cannot win.
No. Imagine getting so picky.
Unless there's a few bonus points. Go on, Wrighty. Come on, you can do it, mate. Get the 2 points. Get the bonus points. You can do it.
Number 20, mate.
How fast can an unladen donkey run from Ipswich to Norwich?
Faster than your missus.
That's probably true, actually.
Yeah, it probably is, actually.
WikiLeaks alleged that the CIA hacked into what this year?
Smiley poo.
No.
Will Smiley Poo, yes.
It wasn't the...
You brought this story.
Oh, God.
I didn't.
You did. You freaking did. If you don't get this, the shame will be unbearable, dude.
It's going to be shown.
This makes me feel better about the Raven Red.
You bought this show. You bought this story to the Big Show, and you ranted about it. And if you don't get it, you are struck off, mate.
Oh, my God.
What was the question again?
No pressure.
WikiLeaks alleged that the CIA hacked into what this year?
I know that one.
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza IFTT notification. Yeah. the sole aim of the CIA is to piss off people who's ordered a pizza.
And change the colour. The lights.
I think I know this one, and I think you did bring this.
I know. It was the bikes in Norwich. That's why they kept finding them in wrong places.
The CIA have been crippling the Otto bikes in Norwich. Yeah, go on.
I forgot the name of the bloody people. It's the, MI5-y type people.
No, it's the CIA. They're nothing like MI5. They're like MI6, actually, but...
No, the NIS,
NCR. NSA.
NSA, yeah.
No, it's still not the right answer.
He's just picking out.
Cams, come on, mate, put him out of his misery.
Patrice got him before me. I've got to be honest.
I'm going to say the iPhone.
No, wrong answer.
TVs.
It was Samsung TVs, correct.
Oh God, it was me as well.
It was you. You brought the Samsung TV listening story in. You wanker.
Why would I have a TV in if any TV was?
I love this. This is what I love about the end of year show is that everyone just sits and listens and goes, oh, yeah, I did mention that, didn't I?
This proves that we listen to other people's stories more than we research our own.
It was easier when you did some bloody stories.
Patrice, your question, mate.
I'm going to go with 36.
36. What did the Kindle Oasis offer to its users this year? Books.
Blowjobs.
Blowjobs.
Kindle Oasis.
It would be more than £79.99 if it did.
Water.
Ants.
What? So how much do you pay for a blowjob then, Patrice? I say, that's a bit personal.
I'm still paying.
Someone's definitely going to rant about that.
What did the Kindle Oasis offer to its users this year?
As I said, ads.
No, wrong answer. No.
Jeff's sex toys.
Great answer for a 14-year-old. However, no. Jeff, that's a reputation you clearly need to deal with if a 14-year-old thinks that's the only thing you can deal
with. Audiobooks.
No.
Actually, Ewan, I think it's probably a parental thing where you need to be addressing what your children are watching.
It's watching you talking.
So clearly we both have a problem here.
Everyone has sex toys in my
I can offset mine from social services to you.
Yeah, but Jeff didn't say it. You said it.
Okay, the answer is it was waterproof.
Oasis. There you go.
It was the first waterproof Kindle.
There you go. Now you can take it in the shower.
I did say water, though, didn't I?
Moving on, Ellis. Jesus Christ, mate. Don't make it worse.
Less of that,
And last question goes to the Will's Windowlickers.
I don't understand where the Windowlicker part came in.
Because you're that side of the desk.
Oh, I see.
There we go. So you're looking in rather than looking out.
Okay. There's no window
what
here.
What numbers? Because he can't read his own writing.
Funny.
19 and 31 are left. And Carrie's dead right. We've screwed up somewhere royally.
Maybe we have a bonus question at the end.
I have a feeling 19.
We'll have a bonus question at the end, but it means that someone has lost out.
I have a feeling 19.
19.
Starts the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, let's start again.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, our team hasn't had one of your magic cracker jobs.
Yeah, but that's because you didn't pick the right number, dude. There wasn't one for every team.
It was purely random. Okay, imagine add the two numbers. Which random one is the magic cracker one?
They've all gone. There was only four.
They're all gone.
Even Ellis has scrapped this. So question 19. Which two firms said they were making a smart hairbrush this year?
They didn't knock you, mate.
Wait, seriously?
The Wildo Lickers.
Knock you, mate.
Which two firms said they were making a smart hairbrush this year? 4 points available.
Your hair.
Molly, you must have gone Kickstarter on this one.
I'm pretty sure not. It's available now. What does it do? That'll give us a clue at least.
It's a smart hairbrush.
Yeah, but what's smart about it?
It knows how much it
sounds like some
Yeah, I have no clue, but
it's smart. It looks at Muller's hair and goes, "I'll give up."
At least they've got hair. Not straw.
I'd ask for a refund.
I'm pretty sure
Muller
do one.
Muller back home in your ass don't count.
Come on, would that get you one of the teams? There are two firms. Which two firms were making a smart hairbrush this year?
Knock is definitely. For sure, we've got to think about... it's going to be somebody who's already involved in the sort of beauty hairbrushy sort of industry.
But how would we know?
It's not going to be Knock here, is it?
Well, Knock do one.
Well, you need the tech element.
Yeah, you do, but maybe they're joining with somebody else.
I can't think of it.
Sounds like something Google would make.
No, it's not.
That's a good answer, Ellis, although it's wrong.
So,
but well done for trying.
He was thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
This is trying.
Marvelous.
Who?
Marvelous.
I've never heard of it. Is that an H.G. Wells novel or something?
They do hair straighteners and stuff.
Do
like
they?
Women. Yeah, yeah.
GHD.
You would know.
And Nokia. And definitely Nokia. I'll be
I'm going to give Muller a point for Nokia because it's actually Withings. Yeah, which Withings Nokia, that's fair enough.
Just hold on, you can have the one and you can have the hairbrush.
And I'm going to kick myself when you mention the company because I do remember the...
It is a beauty firm. Will's kind of right there, but...
Harmony.
A beauty firm who linked with Withings to create the smart hairbrush.
It's going
to
be an American company.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
I'm trying to think of that hair dye.
Most beauty things are in
open.
German, aren't they?
And I'm not open yet.
I have a lot of experience with that.
Norelco.
No.
Conair.
Jesus Christ, no. John Malkovich has got
Apple.
Is it one of no, it's L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
Okay.
Maybe it'd be one of
2 points to Muller.
Maybe we're worth it.
Two to Muller. Yeah.
You are worth it, Muller. Well done, mate. And there is one last question available, which is open to everyone.
Apart from camps.
Including
and it's worth 50 points.
It's someone's question that we've missed out. We're going to list back and we're going to listen
it's
to it.
To be us.
Question 31. The European Union began making it illegal for firms to do what to employees this year?
Wrecking them off.
What? Moving on. There's a 14-year-old sat next to you.
I've seen it all.
The European... What?
What?
You watch Muller?
No.
No. No. Jesus Christ. The European Union began to make it illegal for firms to do what to its employees this year?
I have an idea. How much they made at previous jobs?
Exploit them.
Poach them?
No.
Hunt them for sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 2-point bonus answer because that is brilliant, Ellis.
Yeah,
well
done. I'll do that.
Air rifle.
Well done,
No.
Is it something to do with their CVs or they can't be questioned?
Oh, close, but no.
I know, because it's nagging at the back of my head.
I think you brought this story, actually.
So it's my fault. It's something to do with... they can't be questioned over their history, like their social media history.
Correct.
Well
done, mate. They can't be questioned over social... They can't search for social media histories.
Yeah.
No, wow.
It came eventually.
Wow.
Is that a correct answer?
That's a correct answer, yeah.
So that's 4 points.
Oh.
And Ellis gets a bonus.
That's changed everything.
Ellis gets a bonus point for hugging them.
I've got to be honest, I think that's the funniest response I've heard. The
14-year-old says, hunt them for sport. That's really good.
That's awesome.
There's a bit of me that's kind of proud about that. There's a bit of me that's kind of really worried.
Especially he's got access to double barrel shotguns.
No, he hasn't.
Made a very interesting situation in the school.
Right, that is the
that's
end.
The worst.
End of the competition. We're all done and dusted.
Oh no, we're not.
Oh, we're here not. We go. We got a tie then, obviously. So, righty boy, call it out.
So the chat room languishing on 2. Carrie coming up the rear, 4.5
USA.
For 3. 5 for Jeff, 6 for me. But in joint first is Team Green and Camps at 12.5.
Oh!
But since Team Green is 3 people, they only got, I don't know, 12, 2 points.
Right, so we need a tiebreaker.
Last one's worth 50 points.
I don't really matter if it's worth 1 point.
No, after, you know...
It's his fault, not
mine. Right, so there's the two teams involved.
Right, so just two teams involved.
First to answer.
I want to know, please, for this year, for the financial results for the fourth quarter of 2016, what were Apple's turnover? What was their quarterly revenue for 2016? The fourth quarter revenue for 2016. Whoever's the closest... wins.
Oh, so 500,000.
So write your amount down.
Come, my gut feeling is
bands would be a lot.
Hold on a minute.
I would take your microphones away from your mouth, fellas, before you start throwing figures out.
No,
because
he's
What is Apple's fourth quarter revenue for 2016?
My microphone's
nearest person
gone red.
Wins. So you just need to it's working. You just need to change the battery.
It's working. We're still done, hear mate. Me?
I'm gonna go with what Will's written down.
Camps, what answer have you got?
I wrote 11.2 billion.
11.2 billion. Right. Are you feeling confident at that?
No, it's a total guess.
Right. Who's got them? There we go.
Who's doing the music?
I'm a little bit stressed now.
I'm guessing it's royalty.
So,
I think that might be a bit low, actually. Yeah, I think so, might
too. Oh, we didn't finish. A champion has written the answer of what, Camps?
11.2 billion.
11.2 billion. The actual answer is 46.9 billion.
And he's still holy moly.
Wait, did we seriously lose?
Will has put down 1.6 billion. So, Camps, you win.
Champion!
1.6 billion.
Dude, I did 1.6 billion in the last quarter.
Your wish.
Yeah, right.
Only the Jeff, most valuable company on the planet. 1.6 billion.
We expected better from you.
He actually thought that was the fine.
Camps, that is your first win, is it not?
My first win, yeah.
Can't believe I became second in both.
And I did lose.
The only way we could make sure that no one else won other than Kelly Gamont was to get rid of Kelly Gamont. So, because she cleared up most.
We finished second in both, so actually we're the winners.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
I think you'll find it's we are the champions.
Yeah. We are the champions. Well done.
I just want to point out that, I mean, Team Green, there were three people and they still lost.
The trees.
Four people.
Alice, don't say it. Don't show your vocabulary, please.
We didn't lose. We just didn't win, but we certainly
And
we got, right, here we go. Everyone gets one go. Have we got a must-buy for Christmas?
Yes.
Camps.
If you're a runner, it's the Garmin 935 GPS watch. Brilliant.
Awesome, mate. Jeffrey, what's a must-buy for Christmas?
Costs way too much money.
It's the Star Wars.
No, I need to go with something people can actually get, because the Lego Millennium Falcon doesn't count.
Good choice.
But if you have an iPhone, AirPods. Yeah. AirPods are absolutely a must-have
AirPods
purchase.
AirPods are awesome. 90% satisfaction quality for people, and super. Love that.
We've got that last
thing, didn't we? Doug Camps. Carrie, what would you say is your must-buy for Christmas?
Well, listen, if you're in your mid-40s or later and reading is getting difficult, and you don't want to walk around with a pair of readers around your neck like some old man,
Dad.
These are News Optics, and they can go in a keychain or in your pocket. They have no temples. You just take them out, and you just, for the moment that you need them, they have them in rectangular. I ordered oval. I don't know why. I wanted to look as dorky as possible. And then I can read what I need to read and then put them away, because right now or prior to these, I wouldn't carry glasses. I didn't like the inconvenience of it. And so I would just be blind when it came to certain times of the day, like when a waiter brings a receipt, I would have a very difficult time reading it. So now I've got these and they're a lifesaver.
Kerry, is it
you are shitting me, Holtzman. You are shitting me that you bought those as the coolest thing you own.
This is, listen, you try not seeing for about 4 years, struggling just in moments, just in certain moments and places with bad lighting and smaller print. It is extraordinarily frustrating. And I have lots of readers, 40s, but I won't bring them with me. They're too easily broken. They're too easily misplaced. I forget them. These are practically indestructible. That's what makes them special.
How old are you, Kerry?
49.
Okay. So I spent from 42 to 45 with eyes that were failing, but they weren't failing enough that I wore glasses all the time. So it was on, off, on,
right.
off. And I actually prayed to be blind for that period of time. I really wanted to be wearing glasses all the time. And at 46, I got a set of glasses where I needed distance correction as well as close correction so I could get varifocals. And it was like, oh, thank God for that.
Now, isn't that the best thing ever?
Take the leap, mate. Take the leap. Stop putting those things on because you look like a twat with them on, mate. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just send an email to podcast@hoya.co.uk and they will send you to your local optician who does Hoya lenses and you will get the best pair of glasses you could possibly imagine.
They can perfect. Make you lenses that are that yeah, but are these are multi-focus.
$20.
Where it's only the bottom that has a prescription
ass.
In it.
You absolute tight ass. Your eyes are only worth $20 to you. Shame on you.
Just in a few moments. I need them maybe 2 minutes a day, and I never know when that 2 minutes is going to be. Trust They're not me. A major part of my life.
That 2 minutes will be 2 hours before you know it.
I think Kerry needs arm extensions and short deep less deep pockets.
That sounds like it'll be more than $20. One may be more difficult than you imagine. Righty boy, what's the must-buy Christmas present for you?
For me, it's got to be the Acer Chromebook 11 that I bought my daughter to do her GCSEs this year. It's £170 laptop Chromebook, and it is the most gorgeous, most youthful thing she's ever had, and I'm really jealous that she's got one and I don't. But, you know, if you want your kids to have a laptop that just has... You know, it's up to date all the time. It's got all their files on it because all the kids are getting their homework online and that sort of stuff nowadays. You haven't got 4K for a Mac or an expensive Windows machine. You know, a good Chromebook does everything, and that she loves that thing. So, best thing I bought all year.
Good man, Patrice. What's your must buy?
My personal must buy is a little bit more expensive, but it is my iPad Pro. I use this thing, I mean, ever since I got it, all day, every day, really 16 hours in the office, at home, with a pencil, with a keyboard. It is really hands down my favorite thing I bought this year. It is expensive. I mean, this is the 12.9-inch one. This is the most expensive and biggest one, but even I think the 10.5 that you can get, I mean, you'll be very happy with it. And with iOS 11, I mean, this is almost my replacement for my MacBook. I really use my MacBook Pro for this show, and that's really about it for the most part.
It's close. I've got to agree. It's close. Yeah. And when you use a stylus with it, it's superb.
Yeah.
The Apple Pencil is just another device in top, which is
exactly
superb. Mr. Green, do you have a must-buy Christmas present?
Well, I've done the plastic spoon already, haven't I? So I can't choose that. What I would say is a bunch of flowers for your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
That's a great answer. It's not very technical.
That is a cool one.
That's a great answer. Well done, mate. Muller.
Well, I was thinking get one of them Nokia hairstylist things, you know, because I could do it. And I could then, when I finish with it, I can let it to Greeny, so because he's lost his airbrush.
He's lost his airbrush. Do you know he's lost his airbrush?
On a train.
He lost his hairbrush on a train. This afternoon, on the way over to the Mac show. You've had a rum journey, haven't you?
Oh, it was bloody awful, it was.
The train got stopped for a jumper.
There was a transit coach or something this is boring, this is very dull. I will not go into details, but it was a very long journey, but I'm happy to be here. So
journey's end. You lost your hairbrush and your toothbrush.
Huh?
You lost your hairbrush and your toothbrush.
No, I've got my toothbrush.
Oh, you've got it, right.
But you picked that back up off the floor.
Yeah, I picked it up off the floor, so I'm a bit...
We can wash it. Yeah. Bit of bleach.
Actually, while he was here, I googled why the train actually broke down. It's because actually it didn't break down. What happened is somebody sat on a hairbrush and they had to phone for an ambulance.
Now, tomorrow night, Greeny, tomorrow night.
Yes, I'll try.
It is the British Mac Bash, is it not?
Yeah. It's a very low-key thing. It's just, so if you're in the UK and you're... it's in a little town called Ironbridge. We've done it every year for about 12, 13, 14 years now, I suppose. And we meet in a pub called the Tontine, which is bang in the centre, right next to the bridge. At 7:30, we have a few beers, and then we just go and have a relaxed curry or possibly a Chinese. I'm thinking Chinese this year, you know.
Oh, Chinese
sounds good.
Okay.
He sets it up.
Yeah. Feeling Chinese.
Ellis, have you got a must-buy Christmas present?
I actually do, and it is this charging block, which is called PowerGen, and I find it really, really useful. It's very small and you can carry
it. No, I gave you that, didn't I?
I know.
Yeah. That was picked a long, long time ago on the Mac show by a guy named Carl, and I bought one based on that recommendation, and it is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually did a test this morning. I deliberately ran my phone down to 17% and then charged it throughout the day, and I only lost one bar of charge.
Good test. Well done, mate. Those things are great. I got off Amazon, and it's 12,000 milliamps. It's very, very good. Very, very good. Excellent, mate. Good stuff. Right. We're all done and dusted. Thank you so much to Wheaters, and to Righty, and to Anders, and to Camps, who are the fellow trustees of the BTN network. Anders and Wheaters particularly do a lot of stuff in the background that you don't even see. Righty does also, which is superb. So they owe you thanks as well. We've got a pile of stuff happening in the new year. We've got a free piece of software to give you, but you only get it if you are a subscriber. So if you get britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and you sign up for a subscription, you will get that piece of software free of charge. It's to do with recovery of software on your iDevice. And also that applies to everyone who follows us via Patreon. So you can get in there as well as. Thanks to those four blokes as well, because they keep me sane. They keep me thinking about what's right and what's wrong with the network. And they're great people to have me back, most definitely. Muller, who sat here through Christ knows how many shows this year and kept me pissed. And everyone who's listened, because and all the guests that have come on, because we couldn't do this show without people turning up and giving of their time free of charge. We will be back next year. I think it's the 5th. Is it the Friday that's the first week that we're back?
Yeah.
5th or 6th. We'll be back with the Mac Show and the Big Show on that week. And nothing until then, because I'm working effectively. So thanks very much for listening. Have a great 2018, because 2017 was shit.